Classic Hits, Q95.7. Good morning. It's me, Mark Cartwright. Joining me in the studio, I have Chuck Brennan here. Hey, Chuck. How are you? I am Chuck Brennan. Yes. Good to see you, my
friend.
Thank
God you're here. We're a little short on money. Me and Mike have been running hard. Any ideas where a guy could go get some?
Get a quick loan or something like that?
$2,500 or something?
I'll ask around. Okay. I got some friends in the business. You brought Mike Reno from Loverboy with you today.
From Canada.
Hello.
Good to have you here, Mike.
I guess it's Big Canadian Week on Thursday. Huh? We're having everybody down from Canada.
It is. First of all, let me say this. I actually still have my ticket stub, 1981, March 17th, when the first time you guys ever played Sioux Falls, opening for Kansas.
That's what I was just looking at that poster, and it reminded me of it. Now, Here's the deal. We used to come down and play every city. We never missed a city. If you had a skating rink, we came. And I think to this day, people still thank us for that. We weren't one of the bands that just skipped the little cities, and we played everywhere.
You guys even came down here all the time back then.
Absolutely, we did. We talk about now doing 80 shows a year, and people go, "You do 80 shows a year?" We used to do 180 to 240 shows a year, and when we took our 5-week break, we'd do an album.
That's
work, right?
Wow. Oh man. So you're a very physical singer, a powerful singer.
Yeah, I do. I have one of these. Actually, Paul said to me the other day, Paul, our guitar player, he said when you came over to my house the other day, we were singing some stuff for the new album, mm-hmm. and he didn't put his headphones on, and I'm singing away. He goes, "You talk soft, but when you sing, you push," and I don't know where it comes from. He says, "It's unbelievable to see the power, to hear the power that comes out of your voice when you sing." And I guess that's just how I sing.
So when you learned to sing, obviously you had to take some influence off some other powerful singers. Who were those?
Well, you know, I started out loving groups like Free, Paul Rogers.
Sure,
which is cool because now he's like lives in the same little city as me.
No way.
He's out there in Crescent Beach, White Rock, too. Very cool. And that's the beautiful thing that I tell people, what's the best thing about being a rock star guy. Mm-hmm. It's not all the fame. It's not all the money. It's not all this, that, the next thing. To me, it's the fact that I can look in my address book and my phone book, and I could call all the people that I idolized my friends now. I know all the guys in Kansas and ZZ Top and Cheap Trick and REO Speedwagon, and the list goes on and on and on. These people are my friends now, and that to me is huge.
So when you play at festival things like this with other bands, it's kind of a nice little reunion for you to get together with these guys.
We've been playing with April Wine since we started. They were, I think they started 5 or 6 years ahead of us. So they must be like breaking 40 this year.
Wasn't somebody in April Wine with you prior?
How did you know that?
Man, I'm an old fan, man.
This is cool. Our first show, we actually had the bass player was in April Wine, and he filled in for us. He was going to see if he would fit in, and we got called up to warm up Kiss. At the Vancouver Coliseum, the New York Dolls were on the bill, and they got turned away at the border. Funny that, huh? And it turned out, so it was our first gig. We hadn't even done a record yet. We'd written some songs, and we were kind of trying out musicians. So we had everybody but Scott in the band, and we had Jim Clench, our bass player from April Wine.
Right.
And so, yeah, we go way back with April Wine, and also with Helix and Honeymoon Suite. I mean, I think that... That was the great thing you did, Chuck, is bring in the All-Canadian Review.
Well, it all started with you. You know, when the arena got a hold of me, Mark, to get involved and help bring Ribfest to the next level, the first thing I asked them is, who's the most popular band that's ever played Ribfest? Mm-hmm. And they said, hands down, April Wine. Been there twice, best response, voted the best band to Ribfest. So I started putting this package together, you know, with Mike and working with Loverboy, and then putting April Wine on the bill and Helix and Honeymoon Suite, who's going to be the sleeper of the show. Honeymoon Suite's a great band.
Yes.
People are not going to believe it. And then April Wine closing it out. Mike was just saying they played in front of 30,000 people just two nights ago down in Omaha and Council Bluffs, and the show's better than ever. All hits. It's going to be awesome.
So we have a few hits under our belt.
No kidding. So have you had a chance to tour the Brennan Rock and Roll Academy yet?
Isn't that a great place, man? I wish I had something like that growing up. That academy, man.
Isn't that amazing?
Brennan Rock and Roll Academy is hugely wonderful. I was telling the guys in the band, because I came in when you were doing some promotion on it.
Right. Yeah, we announced it.
Hanging out with all the guys and announcing the opening of it. And I looked at this place, and I just walked around, and I went, wow, I wish I had something like this when I was a kid. You know, I had a brother who kind of got me into music, and he mentored me and got me playing drums and singing warm up and stuff. So that's how I got started. But wouldn't it be great to live in the Sioux Falls area and have the Rock and Roll Academy? Mr. Brennan, you're a wonderful man.
Thank you. Thank you. That's why we're here. Why we're doing this. That's why we have this huge show. The arena agreed to half the money, everything there raised is going to go to the academy to help out the kids. So that's why we got the big lineup, brother.
All these years you guys have been together now, between you and Matt and
Yeah,
and
we've
Paul.
Had 35 years together, and 34 of them publicly, because we, you know, Paul and I spent a year putting the band together and finding all the guys. We got four original members. Our bass player went missing at sea in the year 2000. And it's hard to believe, but he's been gone for 14 years. You know, he was the heart and soul of the band. And the funny literary used to keep tabs on all the stuff we did and help us write the liner notes for our albums and stuff. Yeah. So we miss Scott a lot. And one of the guys that the band played with before Loverboy was Streetheart, and they were a huge Canadian band, very successful. We picked up the bass player, Spider, Kenny Sinéad, to fill in for Scotty after a six-month break, and just I didn't think I could even go on after losing Scott. But as it turned out, Spider walked in with one of Scott's basses and said, Scott gave me this. He was such a great guy. And I looked at the bass and I looked at Spider and I went, let's give this a try, you know, because it was tough when you lose a member.
Of course.
So we've been together 35 years.
Who's the best hotel prankster out of the whole band? Hotel room pranks.
Oh, God, don't even get me started. I'd have to say Matthew, our drummer. He was a pretty good pranker. He'd come in at 4 in the morning, and he had the ability to knock on every door in the hotel on the way in with some kind of a loud device like a beer bottle or something. And he'd keep everybody up, you know, till dawn.
All right. Well, Mike Reno, pleasure to have you in here. And, Chuck, great to see you again, my friend.
Hey, thanks, man. I can't wait to see you out at Ribfest.
Yeah, man.
See you there.